It is about 8 minutes after the hour. I'm Julian Wright, live downtown at the Kentucky Center for the Arts at Idea Festival. And one of the goals of Idea Festival is to bring innovation and ideas from around the world together. So from things ranging art to music to technology and even physics. Larry Chapin is here with us. Thanks for being with us. Tell us about your transition from getting a degree in physics to art.
It was a long time ago. The professor at Vanderbilt University that I liked the best was a physicist, and so I took all his classes and ended up majoring in physics. And Wow. And he actually this was in 1970. He got a grant to study magnetism, and so I left school and went to work for him. But the funding ran out, and so my physics has been put on hold. But I've always loved to learn why the sky is blue or why the sunset is red or why things happen. And
so here at Idea Fest a couple hours ago, David Kaiser from MIT did a nice little talk about how hippies saved physics. What was your first impression?
Well, I understood what he was talking about. This was a very complicated subject.
Wow.
You're talking about subatomic particles, protons, and this experiment was done in 1952, and it no one paid any attention to it, and it turned out it was the most written about study, and one of the most written about physics studies in history. It seems like if you have something in the room, it's going to affect the travel of protons, electrons, and electronic charged particles.